You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you want to win the day, you got to start with winning the morning. I experience success, joy, and pleasure in my day before I ever even get out of the bed. I have to be selfish with me. I am always a student. If I have a negative thought or emotion, I reframe it as an opportunity. What you are able to do with your body literally sets the stage for what you're able to do throughout your day. Reading something, learning something, journaling, spending time with God. I know this sounds like a lot, but this is what works for me. I've won my morning. Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. I am your favorite business strategist and business development coach. I work with entrepreneurs every day to help them start, grow, and scale their businesses. And today, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you, though, about what I believe strongly every successful person must have in order to optimize and maximize their success. And today we're talking about a morning routine. Now, for clarity, I believe that successful people have routines for how they balance their entire day. There goes that B word. There goes that B word, Zell. How they balance. We know that balance is one of the hardest concepts to grasp. It's actually one of the hardest things to have in our lives because there are times when your professional life has more power or more priority over your personal life. And then there's times when your personal life needs to take the front seat and we've got to put our back seat. We've got to put our professional life in the back seat for the sake of our family, for the sake of relationships, for the sake of our mental health. But we're not getting into all of that today. Today, I only want to talk about your morning routine because I believe that if you want to win the day, you have to start with winning the morning. If you want to win the day, you got to start with winning the morning. And let me tell you why I believe so strongly in this. Have you ever gotten out of bed and you maybe get out of the bed real fast and then you stump your foot on the edge of your bed? Has that ever happened to you, Zell? You stump your foot on the end of that bed or on your dresser or on your nightstand, and you immediately start your day off in this rage of pain as a result of doing that. And now it seems like everything that's happening thereafter is just one thing after the next, after the next. You stump your foot on the end of the bed. Now you're racing to get to the shower. You've got an attitude. It's slowing you down. You don't get to cook the breakfast that you know you needed to cook. And just thing after thing after thing after thing starts to happen. So for me, I have curated a morning routine that guarantees that I experience success, joy, and pleasure in my day before I ever even get out of the bed. And I'm about to encourage you to do the same thing. Your routine is the foundation for everything else. And that's why most successful people and just about all the successful people that I know personally prioritize a routine. I have been committed to a morning routine and perfecting it, revising it since maybe 2011. Maybe 2011, I started getting involved in mentorship and being around or engaged in a community of people who were on a like-minded path as me. And my mentors at that time had morning routines. So I started to implement some of the things that they did into my own day because success leaves clues. And I've been operating by this morning routine and life has been growing and great and just hitting next level after next level and experiencing all the things. But last year, you guys know already that I had a pretty rough year. And it was so rough that I found it difficult that even though I was teaching you, I was a hypocrite. I'm not too proud to admit that last year I was a little hypocritical, but that's okay. Do what I say, don't do as I do. All right? You know, your mama used to tell you. Last year, I had a pretty rough season. And during that season, I found it incredibly difficult to honor my morning routine. I found it incredibly difficult to honor my morning routine. And the impact that it had on my mindset, the impact that it had on me emotionally, and the impact that it had on my productivity revealed itself. I was able to quickly see that if I stray away too far from having this morning routine, I am not showing up at my highest self. I'm not showing up at my best self. Sure, you can skip a day or two of routine, but we're talking about weeks, months, quarters without being connected to any sort of a routine. It was detrimental to all of my goals. And I'm so happy that I found my way back. I found my way back to my morning routine, and just literally, just a suddenly switch went off and put me back on the track, made me become even more of the person that I need to become to hit my personal goals. When I got intentional about my mornings again, everything started to change. I started to feel better. I started to speak to people better. I started to have excitement again. I started to have motivation again. I'm calmer. I have more clarity now, and I'm way more effective.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As a friend, as a family member, as a leader, way more effective. The more successful I became over the years, the more committed and the more I craved structure that helps to keep me grounded, helps to keep me clear, and helps to keep me focused. So I'm going to be breaking down my routine, and I'll be giving you some ideas of some things outside of what I do that you might be able to incorporate in your routine. And I'm going to talk to you about why it works, why routines are critical for success, and how you can create your own. All right. I took some notes because in full transparency, in 2025, we're showing up on full transparency intentional. I know you guys enjoy my rants, but sometimes I be leaving out that stuff. You ever had a practice conversation? You knew how you were going to go into a room and you knew exactly what you were going to say. And then you get in that room, you get in front of that person or you get on that stage and you just forget everything you wanted to say. We're not doing that in 2025. All right. So let me break down my routine for you. So somewhere between 6 a.m. and 6:15 a.m. is when I wake up. I wake up early because starting my day with intention gives me a head start over everybody else. Now, I made the time that I wake up just a little bit earlier. I used to, until maybe 6 or 7 months ago, my body would just naturally wake up around 7 a.m. And I was pleased with that because I have a philosophy of owning the first 2 hours of every single day. Listen, I have to be selfish with me for the first 2 hours of every single day because what I do in that time directly impacts how the rest of my day is going to go for me, and it impacts how I show up to everybody else. So I wake up between 6 and 6:15. I typically start the day with personal development or reading. This is about feeding my mind. This is about pouring back into me. This is about giving me some new ideas or giving me new perspective or something that really motivates me, educates me, or encourages me to show up differently. It's about me seeing things from a different perspective. And whether it's listening to a personal development audio on YouTube or video on YouTube or reading a book, it's my way of making sure that I am learning and growing every day. I always hear people say, Zelle, like, Donnie, how do you know so much about business? Like, how do you do this? How do you just come off the top of your head with this information? It really isn't off the top of my head. This is years of learning, years of commitment, years of education, years of being a student. And even though I am who I am and have accomplished what I've accomplished today, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I am always a student. I am always showing up as a student. No matter how many people I lead, no matter how much success I amass, no matter how many goals and milestones I achieve, I will always sit in somebody's room or in front of somebody's information as a student. So I want you to try audiobooks, journaling prompts, gratitude exercises to start your day. The next thing that I do, which is usually around, which is exactly at 6:45 a.m., is the Millionaire Morning Call. I have a call inside of my community, Actionable CEO. You guys can learn more about Actionable CEO by visiting actionableceo.com or clicking the link wherever you're watching this information. Inside of my community, this is a community of entrepreneurs who are seeking personal, professional, and financial development and growth. And so I created this call several months ago, selfishly for me, because I was in a space where I needed the accountability to be encouraged every single day. I was fighting hard to get back to my best self. I needed people to hold me accountable to showing up every single day. And because I was in a season where I couldn't rely on me by myself to get that done, I created this call inside of Actionable CEO. I'm looking at them right now because y'all thought this was for you. You thought that they're live with me right now. You thought the Millionaire Morning Call was for you. The Millionaire Morning Call was for me. I had an ulterior motive. I said, Donnie, you got to get it together, girl. You have to get it together. And because I was struggling to stay connected to a morning routine, I made it an incentive inside of my community so that I had to. People have paid me money. People are members inside of this community. And if I put it there, I have to show up. And that was the first step toward me rebuilding. This call has become the heartbeat of my mornings. It's not just motivation, it's grounding. This call is grounding for me. This call ensures that I am connected to something positive at the start of my day. It also allows me to be in a room of other excited people who are eager to start their day. To see a bunch of people show up at 6:45 in the morning for a motivational word and to conclude the call with prayer, this is the type of alignment that carries me throughout the day. Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year. I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common. In fact, they are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye. This is the type of energy that carries me throughout the day. This is the type of energy that makes me say, look, we got to get out. We have to get out of bed right now, right now. And let me tell you something, y'all. When I first started the Millionaire Morning Call, I would start that call, do the call from 6:45 a.m. until 7 a.m. And then because of the season that I was in, the energy that I was lacking, I just go right back to sleep. It took a few weeks, Zell, of me going through and these motions and going through the steps before it finally clicked. Like, okay, it's working. And this is why I say, as a man thinketh, so is he, or I didn't say it, but this is why that stands out to me so much, because sometimes you have to be in delusion, right? And the delusion for me with the millionaire morning calls was that this was gonna work and this was gonna re-energize me and this was gonna do something that miraculously makes me want to get out of bed and start my day. I had to tell myself that over and over and over again before it was actually my reality. I had to think it by creating the call, think it by showing up, actually be intentional about the motivational message that I really needed in that day, delivering it to my community, and doing that activity over and over and over again over the period of a couple of weeks. Now I'm lit. Now I look forward to this every single day. It's Monday through Friday, and I wish I did it on Saturday and Sunday, but I like to sleep in sometimes, you guys. So let me have that, all right? Okay, so 6:45 to 7 a.m. is the millionaire morning call. Next, I do a guided meditation, which is typically somewhere between 12 to 30 minutes. I have three of my favorite meditations that I'll tap into, and they're the same meditations year after year. I listen to these same three meditations over and over and over again, and I can probably find another one that I connect with as well, but these are the three that have been carrying me, leading me, and guiding me over the last going on 5 years now, actually, almost 5 years. And one of them includes my own 30-day meditation guide that I love waking up to. Listening to my own voice was tough at first, but when I realized how my 30-day meditation impacted other people, I said, let me listen to it again. And now I have become accustomed to listening to my own meditation and incorporating two others as well. One of my favorites that I do is an abundance meditation from Bob Proctor. You can find that on YouTube. And my 30-minute meditation, my 30-day meditation and manifestation, it's called the 30-Day Manifestation and Meditation Challenge. You can buy that individually, or it's free inside of Actionable CEO. Okay, if you're Actionable CEO member, you get that for free. What did they remove off of YouTube, Shakira? They didn't remove Bob Proctor. It's still there. I just did it this morning, girl. All right. So for meditation, you can be a part of my community, Actionable CEO, or you can use apps like the Calm app or what's the other one? It's the Headspace app. You can do breathing exercises. All those things will work. All right. After I do my guided meditation, I go immediately into journaling. I know this sounds like a lot, but this is what works for me. I feel like if I dedicate enough of my time, energy, and thought space into building business, into prioritizing other people, into providing for and taking care of a family, then I deserve to put in a good portion of my day into feeding me, right? And this is only about 2 hours, two and a half hours every single day. So after my meditation, I immediately get up and sit up and journal. I'm doing all of this before I even hopped out of bed. Sometimes I will come into my office. I have like an area that I like to sit and meditate and journal. So 15 minutes I spend on journaling, and I pour my thoughts and my intentions onto paper. It's a form of therapy for me. It's a form of clarity for me. I'm very intentional about not writing down a lot of negative thoughts and emotions. Instead of, if I have a negative thought or emotion, I reframe it as an opportunity, right? For example, my dog recently passed away. And for those of you who follow me, you know that this is something that I have been struggling to deal with, right? And so instead of going into my journal and writing like, I'm super sad today, I woke up in the middle of the night in tears because I didn't hear his feet. You know, I could talk about that, but then I'm just manifesting more sadness. And so instead I reframe it. Today I'm super excited. I had Solo, my dog. I had Solo on my mind today, and I'm gonna spend some time looking through my photo album and just remembering some of our best times and spend some time looking at my photo album so I remember each detail of his little bitty face. And that is something more positive to think on, to meditate on, to write about. And those are, I can look at his pictures and it's a positive experience for me every single time. So reframing any negativity or downward cycle into an opportunity of what you get to do, okay? So I suggest that when you are journaling, you are writing affirmations, you are documenting your ideas, or you're visualizing your ideal day. That's my best practice for journaling. Next, I spend maybe 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes max, on a daily review. So the night before, I've typically finalized my task list for the next day. And that usually includes me reviewing what I accomplished in the current day and then adding to it, right? So that I'm ready for the day. I don't want to have to think about what I have to do the next day. I do that the night before. But I spend about 5 to 10 minutes reviewing and editing my to-do list. Sometimes when I'm journaling, I think of other ideas like, oh, you know what? In order to do this, I need to do X, Y, and Z. So I review my list that I created the night before and I make any edits to ensure that I stay on track or prioritize what matters most. That just takes a second. And then after that, I'm ready to go. I hop up, I get in the shower. My shower is a sacred time for me because this is also where I pray. I love to pray in the shower. There's just something about how the steam and hot water maybe opens my pores and just puts me in the place. I have eucalyptus in my shower as well. So we've got all the energy flowing inside of my shower. And I love to speak to God there. I just love it. And I literally am in the shower for maybe 15 minutes, sometimes 20, but I can pray. And this ensures that I'm not rushing to do the next thing because I'm taking that 15 to 20 minutes where I'm expressing gratitude. And I've recently started not asking for things, but asking for the strength to maintain the things that I have, asking for the strength to overcome challenges and objections. Not that I don't have them, not God, please don't let there be a challenge in my day to day, but if there is a challenge, make me strong enough and equip me with what I need to get through it. So that's what I do in my prayer time. And then next, will be gym time. I work out usually 3 to 5 days a week. We're getting back on track in the gym because during that down season, I was struggling. It might be 3 days, right? But we're back to working out. So next would be gym time. And by this time of the day, it's around 8:30 a.m. I have a gym accountability partner and we're either working out at a small gym or we're doing Pilates. We're taking a walk, something like that. And so around 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. is when I prioritize my physical health. My physical health fuels everything else. Like what you are able to do with your body literally sets the stage for what you're able to do throughout your day. It impacts your energy, it impacts your mindset, and it impacts your mental clarity. But also, I have found that the gym is an absolutely amazing place to release any frustration or any anger. You want to take anger out on something, take it out on those weights. I'm telling you, when you have stress weighing heavily on you, even if you're not like super, super fit or super into fitness, which you should be into your own fitness, but if you're not, just get some weights at home and like do some dumbbell rows or something and do them with some intention, do them with some energy. And after you work out that day, you will feel so much better. An hour at the gym sets me up with energy and it sets me up with confidence. The key is though, that you can't really sit down after the gym. You have to take all of that energy and all of those hormones that have been activated and you have to immediately get to work, which is exactly what I do. If I'm being honest, I usually go straight to work, right? Sometimes it depends on the workout. If it was a real, real tough workout, I gotta come back home and take a second shower. But I prefer to get right to work. I'll either go to the co-working space in my condo building or I'll come into where I like to work in my home and I'll get straight to work because I wanna knock things out. The reason that I do that is because I wanna knock things out while I am energized. Sometimes the shower immediately after a workout will relax me a little too much. And to be quite honest, y'all, I don't work out like a man, all right? I be good. You know what I mean? And I don't work out in front of, I don't work with people around me. So I have the flexibility to give it a couple of hours, knock out my morning work, and then I usually take a shower before it's time for me to eat lunch, okay? So after the gym is when I get to work. My work day, my client-facing work day, starts around 10 a.m. every single day. That is whether I am, my coaching calls perhaps start at 10 a.m. If I have any VIP days scheduled with one-on-one with people who want to come in with me and review some overarching high-level goals, and we want to think through those goals, those are VIP days, and that wouldn't start before 10 a.m. If I'm shooting the podcast, that doesn't start until 10 a.m. Anything that I have to do that is fulfillment doesn't start until 10 a.m. And I start my day that way because it's important that I have time for my morning routine. And there could be adjustments every now and then. I have to adapt sometimes. I have an offshore team. I have a United States-based team that's my main team that's customer facing, but I have an offshore team that handles a lot of my behind the scenes projects. And so I will have to make an adjustment. Usually 2 days a week, I meet with that offshore team at about 6:15 a.m. So that I can review any status updates of any projects and have time for them to make corrections throughout the day before they're off, because they're typically off by noon or 1 o'clock my time. So flexibility is key. If on the 2 days a week that I have to meet with my offshore team, and it doesn't happen every week, but it does happen often, so I have built in flexibility, and I'll usually take that 6:15 personal development block and start that after my millionaire morning call and push everything else back by about 30 minutes to ensure that I'm still pouring into myself before I dive into work. So by the time my workday starts at 10 a.m., I feel like I've won my morning. I've won my morning. If you're starting off with reading something, learning something, praying with people, motivation with people, journaling by yourself, spending time with God, working on your physical fitness, have you not won the day? That's a winning morning for me. I feel like I've done all of this before 10 a.m. I have won the day. Therefore, that is my armor of protection. If I do experience a challenge or an obstacle or something happens throughout the day, at least I can say I started my day intentionally in a way that lifted me up and impacted me. And I won my morning. And so I know some of you are wondering, because I get these comments all the time, well, when do you find time to eat and do this and that and the other? Listen, you got to, if you listen to the timing that I gave, there's 15 minute increments. I don't cook anything in the morning that takes more than 15 minutes. So I may make a shake before I go to the gym. I usually make like a protein shake or a meal replacement shake. I stick to that or oatmeal or something like rotisserie chicken, eggs, and spinach scramble in the morning. So it takes a few minutes to whip those things up, eat it, and head out. I try to keep everything really quick. All right. Now, let's talk about why morning routines are critical for success and why most successful people have them. Number one, consistency. Consistency drives excellence. Having a routine where you know what to expect for a large portion of your day eliminates decision fatigue. It's like, I know successful men do this especially. I believe it's like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg. There are friends that I have who personally do this. They will wear the same clothes every day of the week, and not literally the same t-shirt and the same jeans, but they buy in multiples. So if they find a black t-shirt that they love that fits them extremely well, and a pair of jeans that they love and it fits them extremely well, they'll buy five of each. And every single day, they just know that they're defaulting to a black t-shirt, a pair of jeans. Laundry picks up at the end of the week, delivers at the top of the week, and they are recycling that same black t-shirt and a pair of jeans, because decision fatigue really is a thing that will get you off track. How much time are you spending every single day thinking about what you're going to wear every single day? It's like, how much time are you... I have friends and I know people and other successful... This is why successful people do meal prep. They do meal prep. I'm not particularly a fan of meal prep, but I understand why it happens, because I know for me, this is something that I'm still working on, thinking about what to eat throughout the day. All right, ladies, y'all know sometimes it can take us an hour or two to decide on what we want to eat for dinner. Do you know how much time you're wasting being in a place where your mind can't think beyond what you're about to eat for your next meal? We have to create these consistent routines and plan for things so that we're not, so that we have the ability to eliminate decision fatigue, because that helps us focus on what really matters. The second reason why most successful people have routines is for the mental clarity. Consistency is number one. Number two is for the mental clarity and confidence. When you start your day intentionally, you are more confident and less reactive. You're not responding to, you're not being reactive to last minute things that come up. You are able to be, you're confident about being on time and being where you need to be when you need to be there. You are able to navigate your day with intention, and you're not just last minute reacting. You're being proactive versus reactive to everything. And the third reason that most successful people have routines and crave them is because it creates predictability amid chaos. Listen, being an entrepreneur, being the CEO of your own life, it can be chaotic many days. It can be chaotic many days. Do you hear me? However, when you have routines, you are eliminating some of this chaos by creating predictability throughout your day. You know what's going to happen. Leave the excitement for the evening. If you're a person like me who needs to shake things up throughout the day, leave that for the evening. Be creative and be flexible in your evenings, but start your day off. Start your day off with predictability. Start your day off with the routine, because your routine will anchor you and provide a sense of control. After I'm done with my morning routine, I feel in control. I feel in control of my day. I feel in control of my mood. I feel in control at that time of my outcome. Things can possibly change along the way, but there's a certain level of empowerment and confidence that you will feel as a high-performing individual when you have control over a portion of your day. All right? Tim Cook has an early wake up. Oprah, morning meditation. Bill Gates wears the same thing over and over and over again. These are just proven success strategies, and success often leaves clues, okay? The busier and the more successful you are, the more you need that intentional time for yourself. So create the routine, all right? You don't have to copy my routine. It doesn't have to be what I do. Maybe you're not into meditation. Whatever it is for you, you do need one that works for you. And the goal is to start your day with purpose, okay? So here's a framework. Here's a simple three-step framework for creating your own routine. Number one, identify what your priorities are. What are your priorities? Is it going to the gym for you? Is it eating breakfast with your family? Is it meditation? Is it journaling? Is it prayer? Maybe it's stretching. Maybe it's yoga. What are your priorities? Number two, block time out for personal growth all the time. Mind, body, and spirit. You must block time out for personal growth. And number three, stay consistent, but be flexible. Stay consistent, but be flexible. And I put emphasis on being flexible because sometimes you have to shake things up. And I've seen people be so committed to a routine that if they have to, if their day requires flexibility, that will put them in a bad mood. So while you are consistent, we also have to understand that we are human, and every now and then we have to incorporate some flexibility, okay? So experiment with some habits. The action step for you is to experiment with new habits, stretching, gratitude journaling, setting daily intentions, okay? If you're new to creating a routine, I have a couple of suggestions for you. Start small. Just choose one thing, maybe two, to focus on at first. Choose one thing, maybe two, to focus on at first so that you can create the habit behind it, okay? You wanna create the habit behind it. Number two, prepare the night before. So if you are doing things, if you know that you have to work out, go ahead and pick out your workout clothes the night before. Go ahead and plan your to-do list the night before. If you must eat breakfast in the morning, go ahead and think through what you're going to eat the night before. If it's anything that can be prepped, go ahead and do it. Set your day up for success the night before. And the third thing is make it enjoyable. Like, your morning routine shouldn't feel like another task. It shouldn't feel like a chore. Your morning routine should be designed to empower, educate, inspire, and energize you. Empower, educate, inspire, and energize you. Don't make your morning routine boring, and don't make your morning routine something that you don't look forward to. I actually look forward to my morning routine. When I went through my season, you guys, of just not feeling motivated or empowered to do anything, every single day that I was down, every single day that I wasn't tuned into my routine, every single day that I wasn't myself, I actually craved it. I just physically couldn't do it, right? I actually craved it. I just physically wasn't there. And that's why I created that Millionaire Morning Call, and it worked. It helped so much to turn me around. I got a lot of questions too on my first episode. I got a lot of questions on the last episode of last year about the supplements that I'm taking, and all the things that I've done to get back to myself. And maybe I'll create y'all let me know in the comments if you want me to put like a list together of all the supplements that I'm taking. I need to be in front of the brand, so I can't tell you right now. But if you want that, make sure you comment wherever you're watching this video, and I'll be sure to put that together for it, okay? This week, I challenge you guys. I challenge you to create or refine your morning routine. You either need to create one, or you need to look at it and refine it. Write it down, commit to it, and watch how it transforms your days. And remember, sometimes you have to trick your mind first before you start believing in what you're actually doing. So your morning routine might feel forced at first. You might have to start with an alarm clock. I'm so glad that I've moved beyond an alarm clock, because one of my least favorite things to do is to wake up to the sound of an alarm. So now after a few weeks, or now months, but after a few weeks of intentionally waking up between 6 and 6:15, that's why I said between 6 and 6:15, because my body has transitioned from waking up at 7 a.m. naturally to now waking up between 6 and 6:15. And I love that so much. So for you, in the beginning, it might feel forced, but over time, I promise you, you will notice an immense difference. It's almost immeasurable at how much this will impact your day, at how much this will impact your goals, at how much this will impact your outcomes, okay? Every morning, my Millionaire Morning Call is a reminder that we are in this together. So if you're ready to surround yourself with a community that supports your growth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't forget to check out Actionable CEO. This is just an invitation for you to check it out at actionableceo.com and just see if it's the right mentorship community to connect with you. Don't forget that winning your day starts with winning your morning. Create a routine that feeds your mind, body, and spirit. Stay flexible and consistent. I believe that your mornings are the most powerful part of your day. Own them. You can own your days. You can be in control of your life, all right? If you can own your days, you can be in control of your life. And if you need help doing this, if you need help living your life by your own design, if you need help re-energizing, reconnecting, and being motivated again, and if you just need to be in a community of entrepreneurs who are on a like-minded path, and you want to make sure that you are anchored in success, you want to make sure that you are focused on your goals, you want to make sure that this year you're not falling off, I really do encourage you to check out Actionable CEO and we're waiting for you there. We are waiting for you there. The way you do your mornings is the way you do your life. Make a decision to start strong and stay strong. I will see you guys on next week's episode of Full Transparency. Don't forget to like, comment, and share. And double check that you're subscribed to the page. Double check that you are subscribed. Like, because if you're going to watch every single week and you're not subscribed, are you even serious? Let's go. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.